And that's Sasha.
And we are live, I think, from an undisclosed location in the middle of the country and from Hollyweed. Well, you're in Hollyweed.
I'm in Hollyweed. You are at an undisclosed bunker at an undisclosed location.
I am. And I think we're live by the power of technology. I don't know. My internet might be slow, but
it's okay.
We'll figure it out. We're going to air something new this week, so hopefully we're not wasting Adobe Radio's airtime, and we're live. Thank you, Adobe Radio, for having us on your airwaves, on your network. We love the shit out of you. Follow us on Twitter, @CoolNerdWeed. Follow us on Instagram, @CoolNerdWeedShow. Uh-oh. Do you think I did something wrong? Hold on. I'm going to check. No, I didn't.
I don't know. It says Adobe Radio Live, so.
Hold on. I'm going to check. Okay, so.
On the ye old app.
It doesn't say Cool Nerd Weed Show, though. It should. It should say Cool Nerd Weed Show. I don't think we're
there. I don't know. There's a little delay on the app, though.
Okay,
so.
I'm going to do two things at once. I'm going to check this email that we got from our boss, and then I'm going to, from Eddie, who I consider our boss. He is our boss.
Yeah,
he's
for
our fearless leader.
He's in charge.
Yeah, he's the man with the plan. And I'm also going to tell the story of why we were not on the air last week, or this week, apparently, hopefully not. But I got COVID, so that was really stupid. You're back.
All right. I'm back.
I still don't know if we're on the air yet. There's a lot of technical difficulties.
There it is. You're back. And we're back.
I don't know why I was muted. Okay. So I still don't know if we're on the air. I started to tell the story of how I got COVID, and then you were gone.
I know. It just, everything crashed on me. I don't know. Into the abyss of the interwebs deep in. I think it had something to do with Mark Zuckerberg.
Probably. Oh, we're on live. Okay, cool. So everybody gets to hear this shit show that's going on. Cool. Awesome. I was kind of hoping we weren't. Just kidding. I'm glad we are. Okay, so if you're just joining us, which I hope you are, we are in an undisclosed location. Did we go off?
Nope, we are good. We are good to go.
Wonderful.
You just randomly got
booted, right?
I just got booted randomly.
We're live on the air. You're still on.
Yeah.
Anyways.
This is Adobe Live. So whatever, if you're listening on the Adobe app, it's the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yeah, and if you're listening to us on the podcast, I'll probably keep most of that in because it's hilarious. And it had nothing to do with us being high. You know, shit happens to us that's like kind of like quirky, and then it seems like we're high. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's totally.
Like if you're listening to the show, and don't get me wrong, we are. But that's not why this shit is happening to us.
It seems pretty stony.
I did take 50 milligrams of edibles before, but that was a long time ago, and I'm kind of high, but this was not high stuff. This is me being in an undisclosed location, so if you were listening, you did hear that. I am in an undisclosed location. I did have COVID in the beginning, 2 weeks ago, so that is why we missed our show last Monday. I was updating the world on my experiences.
Okay, but you're feeling better now, right?
You just abandoned me. You just fucking left. You left us, like in Jurassic Park. You left us.
My whole screen went black.
Wow.
And, COVID, and it was silent.
Yeah, no, I had COVID for a little bit. So we didn't do a show on Monday, last Monday. But we're back now.
And we have a lot to talk about.
A lot happened in that week. It was a really bad time to have COVID. I was supposed to come. I mean, no time is good to have COVID. What the fuck am I saying? No, like, but, and, you know, I don't know. The first thing is people are like, where'd you get it? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't do anything. So who knows? I don't know. I'm lucky. I felt like butts, but not that many butts.
The virus knows no boundaries.
Stupid virus. So dumb. I hate it. I want it to be gone. Fuck, stupid COVID. But yeah, I was supposed to come back to California. I was supposed to be there. And we got the COVIDs. And I don't know, just fuck shit up. And then everything happened. And New York just legalized weed, like uno, dos, tres. Like, it was just like, wrote the legislature. Cuomo was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, it was done. And that was very, very exciting. We couldn't talk about it because we weren't on the air because I was too busy not tasting my dinner. I was bummed not to talk about it. But we're talking about, and we were going to do a live about it, but, you know. But I'm better now, and I'm no more COVID. COVID is gone in my past, and I'm on my way back to California to celebrate the legalization in New York. Because it is very exciting. You smoke on the streets now. Well, kind of. Not really. But
yeah, last week, New York.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo, love him or hate him, he signed off on the bill. The last process was his signature to legalize cannabis for recreational use in the state of New York. What does that mean to the people of New York? That means
you can smoke.
Yes. Yes, I do. I do. What does it mean to the people of New York? It means that you can possess up to 3 ounces.
Yes.
24 grams of concentrate.
Yes.
You can smoke anywhere. We can legally smoke tobacco. The police can no longer use the smell of cannabis to search your car or pull you over.
That's a big one. You got to know your rights. Shut the fuck up when the cops pull you
over. Yes, absolutely. Know your rights.
It's not like that in all states. I know this because I'm driving through them. Be careful when you're driving through the South. Please don't have anything
for sure.
That will get you in trouble.
For sure. One crime at a time.
Yep.
So, and what else? You can grow, if you're over 21 years old, you can grow, three mature
this
plants.
This is the different thing than
This is one of the important points. One of the important points for New York cannabis.
We had a huff and puff about it. And we've always, But we...
we did, for sure.
We always talk about that. We talked about that way back when New York first was like, oh, we're talking about doing it, but we're talking to MedMen. And clearly it was done in haste. So that whatever that those talks were didn't go through. And I was glad because in those talks, they didn't have anything about growing. And they actually were against growing. That's like MedMen's thing. They love to...
Yeah, they don't want you to grow at home.
Which is not favorable for us. We don't think that should be a thing.
No, that's
some
horrible.
People do.
Because they want to control the supply.
Because monies. But monies. But then look where we are now. So the point is you should be able to grow your own medicine. And there are some like really cool like scientists, botanists, chemists out there who need to be studying this shit and enjoying this shit and making it more accessible. So grow your own weed, man. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
I've had the homies in New York already. Everybody's hitting me up. Like how many can I grow? I'm like, okay, you can go three mature. And if you have let's say you have a partner or a friend, that lives in the same home as you, you can grow in per housing property. You can grow 6 mature and have 6 immature. So you can constantly have your little crop going.
Yeah.
And everybody's got basements. They're all like, how do we do
everybody's
this?
Everybody's got so basements in New York, man. Everybody's got basements.
Yeah. Everybody's got a basement.
Ideal.
It's totally ideal. Like when I went to my parents' house in New York, I was like, I stayed in the basement. I'm like, I could totally have like an 8x8 grow room right here. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Like nobody plays. I'm like, there's water, there's power. It's all concrete. This is amazing. And
it's all concrete. New York basements are all concrete. Well, I mean,
yeah, it was all concrete. You know, it was like only part of it was finished. We could finish it.
I'm very happy. Good for you, New York. We don't, you know, dispensaries will probably be open. They're saying next year, but like, who knows? Maybe they'll fast track it. It's New York, you know. Like, I mean,
feel like
people are excited. Like, Burner
yes,
was like, "I'm going to New York."
So
like, it was
excited.
Yeah, Cookies is coming to New York. Like, it was.
People are so. Oh yeah, Burner was like, "I want to smoke on the stoop and hang out and get that New York vibe and totally cool." And you can smoke on your stoop anywhere can smoke
TS?
A cigarette. Yeah,
that's like my.
I mean,
this is huge. New Jersey was big, sure, but like this, and it was a pain in the ass, so like it was like kind of anticlimactic, but it was great. It's great in New Jersey to be what it is, but New York is huge. Now, not only, like, we'll get to equity in a second. We like to reserve a minute to talk about equity.
Yes. It's
important. Oh. But let's talk about the consumer aspect, I suppose. And the practical aspect. I'm so far away from the microphone for some reason. So I'm just excited. I'm really excited.
I know. New York legalizing it is very exciting news.
Very. And people are going, you know, you have to go, businesses have to go about it right. Hopefully it will not be as much of a shit show as California. I can't see it being like that because there was no established institution of cannabis in New York other than a shitty medical program. Or, okay, it was an okay medical program. But
I mean, you couldn't even have flower.
Right, but they're expanding. Even close to California. But so I feel like the business law, model might not be so bad.
Or it's true.
The business taxing stuff.
With the new recreational law, it's actually expanding the rules of medical cannabis, which is good too, because you couldn't get flower
right
in for medical use in New York. But you know, it's expanding the medical, which is great. Wonderful. And everybody else can smoke too.
It is a 9% state tax and a 4% local tax. That is what it says on this.
I saw that. 13, it's like sales tax, and then that's just being like 13%, but then each municipality can add their own tax, which I'm sure they're going to everyone's going to add another 5%. It is what it is.
Listen, we'll get, this whole show is pretty much about, legalizing weed, I guess. I mean, it sounds so simple, we've been doing the legalizing thing for a while. So who'd you talk to?
I talked to some people in New York, and we were chatting about them. Like, they're like, they've got their favorite dealers. Always. You always got your favorite person. Mm-hmm. And, they were like, I'm going to shop legal because the variety and just knowing what you're going to get, it's going to be tested at all levels. And then you're going to have full Willy Wonka style dispensaries showing up, and you're going to have the candy shop is going to have so many varieties. You're going to, you, when you walk in, your head is spinning.
And that's how it feels when you're in California, like that, when you are an East Coaster and you go and you step foot into a dispensary. And I never got tired of that working at the dispensary, even at my most bitter. I never got tired at people coming in and being like, whoa, away by the selection and blown away by my knowledge of you know what Absolutely. I mean? Like, and not just, storytelling knowledge, like actual, like we've seen this tried and true and we believe in this as medicine and as something that should not be illegal. That's for goddamn sure. And people who have gone through some shit.
When people would come in and they're wide-eyed and they just love it, and they came in from out of state and they see that it was civilized in California, they take that idea back to wherever they came from, and they're love like, it. You know what? I went out to California. I bought cannabis legally. There were so many. It was all tested. You know, it might have been a little expensive.
And we, but you know, that
they take that whole vibe with them.
Yeah, for sure. I tried not to take that for granted. You know what I mean? Working in the industry. I think people who work in the industry are usually pretty stoked. But, I mean, we are curmudgeonly sometimes because California is its own different beast. But I'm really happy for New York to see what it's like to have accessible weed. I really am. That's amazing.
It is. It's finally safe for me to go back to New York.
Hell yeah. It is. I'll be back there a lot.
I'm coming back this summer.
The nerds are going to New York.
And I used to have to get it. Well, before I worked with rock stars, I had to get it in the park.
Which park?
I had Tompkins Square. Tompkins. We'd go to Tompkins Square. Get a little fucking dime bag. It was dirty. We'd go get a blunt, get a couple of country club 40s, and go hang out in the courtyard of the projects. nearby.
I had my guys were usually on bike. I had all the delivery guys.
Then, you know, I progressed to the bikes, yeah. And then the more high-end delivery services.
In my earlier days, I guess in New Jersey, I had random people. It was never a constant person, honestly. I went to colleges. I like talked to people from high school, like whatever it was.
The people bodega. I worked at a restaurant.
Exactly. I worked in a restaurant, and like there was always a guy. Dropping my friends off, there was always a guy outside who was like, "Do you want weed?" You know, and I'm like, "Yes, I do."
It's like shooting fish in the barrel, like
for real, yeah, just
people.
Like outside like, on the stoop.
Yeah, totally.
Now, the just, stoop now is you where don't all have to. Happens. Yeah, now. I mean, listen, I don't know. I'm. What do you think before we get into equity, what do you think the black market will be still in New York? Do you think it'll be like California where it's like literally all the black market? California is, you know, doing fine, but
I won't respond to that.
I'm sorry to talk shit on the black market.
Suri is not going to answer any questions about the
she's
black market.
The fifth. My
hands were right here too, so she's constantly listening to me asking about the black market. But I'll tell you what I think the black market's going to be. I think it's going to be thriving until. Because you can legally as soon as they sign the bill, you can legally possess cannabis and you can legally smoke. So
it's going to be crazy for sure. Demand is going to be crazy. Like, but I mean, when it goes into like when dispensaries open and it's like, do you think people are going to still like in California? Like in California, there's illegal grows, there's illegal dealers. The black market is like what, like 56% of the sales of cannabis sales in California. It's like insane.
California had storefronts with the collective system before legalization. So there was like already storefronts in place.
So you feel like it was set up for a black market?
I feel it was
totally
set up more for like there's still black market storefronts happening here.
That's what I'm saying. That like so
but there wasn't really, you don't have that in New York right now. You have your hemp shops, and then you have like your very corporate medical cannabis shops in New York. So I don't think people are really gonna set up it like trappy. You still like your delivery services will probably still thrive, and your local dealer will be thriving right now. And
right now they're gonna go crazy. Yeah, no,
they're gonna go crazy.
But you're right.
They're probably so busy because everyone's like, I can have up to 3 ounces. I can smoke anywhere I want.
I love it.
What's this? We've been in lockdown. Let's get out there.
Yay!
I saw a video.
It's gonna be great.
Insane. There was a. Not the people that were smoking in front of the cops, which is crazy. Like, just chill the fuck out. And
I know.
Let's
everybody calm down. Like, let's enjoy our weed.
Like, calm down. But it was a guy who was smoking the bong. Did you see this one? There was a guy smoking a bong in the street, like a beautiful glass bong. It looked like a really nice glass bong. And there's people around him. Everybody's going crazy. And then he smokes his bong hit, and then he drank the bong water. Which I was like, oh my God, that's so gross. But they were so excited. The smoke in the street. I was like, okay, man, I love it.
Do whatever you want to do. It's insane. It's a really crazy thing that you're able to smoke weed in the street now in these states. And it's something that people were in big trouble for. And it's something that whenever you see decriminalization happen, and I want to get into the habit of saying like decriminalization instead of like recreational. Because I think that's like every single, I mean, it has been every single in every single legislature that there has to be equity involved, and because it should have never been a crime in the first goddamn place. So let's expunge records. And there are so many in New York City. Does it say in this article how many that they have to get through?
There's so many. Let's see. They say the bill will expunge criminal records of tens of thousands of people.
My Lord.
And it has a goal of a 40% revenue reinvestment into the communities of color and will grant 50% of the adult use licenses to social equity applicants and small businesses, which is very important.
That's a big percent. And that's pretty good.
50%, that's great. And I hope it really actually happens. We've had some problems in California with the social equity program, especially when it's come to licensing. We're working on getting California, getting people out of prison and expunging records. But you know, 50% of the adult use licenses, if they're going to social equity applicants and small businesses, as a consumer, you should go out and support. As soon as these businesses are up and running, we'll let you know.
We'll support them.
We'll be there.
Front and fucking center is where we'll be. I mean, everywhere. You know, I wonder when, like, you know, we'll talk about this in the next segment, but you know, when a state like Pennsylvania or something is gonna just go ahead and do it, I guess it'll probably take longer for a state like them. I feel like, I don't know, when New Jersey, you know, finally got it done, there was just no way that New York could stay.
New York does not want to be outdone by New Jersey in any capacity.
And it would be weird. It would be like, you could just go to New York or I can't go to New York and smoke the weed that I probably got in New Jersey at my mom's, you know, at the corner of my, where my mom lives. Like, so it, you know, I think it could be good.
And New York is already
happy about this.
New York's already created a Office of Cannabis Management. You can find them on the New York government website.
Ooh, we should apply.
It has everything. We should immediately.
He's from New York State. I'm from West New York, New Jersey.
I think we both qualify somehow.
Yeah, exactly. I
should be grandfathered in.
You should be. I'm happy about this. I am. I think the equity program looks okay. You know, hopefully it does the truth. We've seen some good stuff, but we've also seen some bummer sorts of stuff. New York has a different, I mean, I don't try to compare it to California because you can't, but sometimes I do because, like, I don't know, we have a podcast, we could flesh it out. But I do sometimes, and I shouldn't, because, like, when I ask you about the black market, like, obviously not, you know, obviously there's a difference, but I feel like, I don't know, I could relate, you know, like I could relate to a lot of the excitement here. So I'm kind of mapping it in this.
I'm excited. I'm excited for New York.
I think
it's
they
about
have a
time.
Good head start by not I've being had, legal for so long. I think it actually gives them a head start, if that makes sense.
It gives them a clean slate to like take. They're the 15th state to legalize for recreational purposes. Then it's like you can look and you can cherry pick all of the states, and you can find what works and what doesn't work, mm-hmm. and try to make that into your advantage in New York State for legal cannabis. I don't know, man. I mean, you should hire me. You should hire us. We've got this all figured out. We've solved all the world's cannabis problems right here. During this hour on the Cool Weed Weed Show.
No, I'm happy about it. I really am. We're happy about it. We can tell you from experience. It's a really good place to be. I don't know what kind of places. I guess that is also another difference. I'm inadvertently making this a comparison piece between.
I have a question
California
for you too. When you're ready.
When I'm done pontificating.
You're right. Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
I've got my hand raised. No,
what were you
gonna
say? I don't remember. It's not important.
Okay, what do you think? Okay, there's a lot of places where you can grow. There's like upstate. There's like mad wine country. How do you think that the product is going to come out? The product coming out of New York State, the flower. We'll just start with the flower. What do you think the product is going to be like? Is it going to be?
It's going to be pretty good. I mean, New York weed is New York. I like New York weed, man.
Definitely some indoor that was happening for sure.
The weed I got in New York I was back home was indoor. And it must have been. It had to have been. And
okay.
It was
either
good.
That or it comes from California. Yeah. Colorado.
It didn't taste like California. It tasted grown. Like it,
didn't it
was
taste
indoor
like it. So,
in New York.
Like
yeah.
New York. It tasted like New York.
I don't know
okay.
how to explain it. Like when you get a New York like diesel-y kind of situation. And I had a I had a Gorilla Glue as well, and I don't know how to describe
it. Tasted like New York indoor. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I wish I could give you know what I mean though, right? It kind of has like a damp, but like in a good way. Like it It was definitely indoor though, but it was
had like a dank stickiness, like straight old school hydro kind of,
yeah,
kind of vibe.
Yeah,
like just grown with very much general hydroponics and
yeah. I mean, they're going to bring like technology over to New York. They're going to get like,
oh, for sure,
robo trimmers and
greenhouses,
timed greenhouses with
like a mixed lumen.
Yeah, mixed lumen with
like LEDs all sorts of
fancy
and
lights, you know, and purples and
New York
yellows.
Has a pretty like in the middle of the state has they grow grapes. They've got this wine country. It anywhere is. we can grow grapes, man. You can
Queens
grow
has some nice
cannabis.
Some outside. If you go in really? Queens, you can yeah. There's like farmland.
Sure, I mean there's farmland, Long Island,
the Rockaways,
upstate.
Just yeah. We'll just be your, we'll be like remote farmers, and we'll grow your weed for you in New York.
We'll test it for you.
We'll do everything.
Curate. We're available for curation of your local dispensaries, Midtown, Manhattan. Whoever's opening up, give us a call. You know where to find us.
We are going to take a quick break.
Oh, we are? Okay.
I was just going to let you go for as long as you were going to go.
You can find us at the Cool Water Weed Show.
I was really happy to let you go. We're going to take a quick break, and we are going to come back, and we're going to talk about the whole country. We'll be right back. We're back.
And we're back. Yeah.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show, I think. That's TS. I know that.
And that's Sasha.
That I know. And we're live, I think, from I'm in an undisclosed location in the middle of the country, making my way downtown to L.A., and TS is in Hollywood.
Yes, I am. And we're still live.
Sweet.
I have confirmation.
I think I'm doing something wrong though. Well, I mean, it's not so bad for just like setting up in the middle of the country. I think we sound pretty good. Except for
yeah,
me
we do.
Totally being able to control where my body is and not being close enough to the microphone. I think the Holiday Inn provides for a good, you know,
acoustic. The acoustics are nice. The room looks stylish, very chic, and
my husband and my dogs are locked in the bathroom because they were barking before, so you might see him walk in and out of the frame, you know, anything for radio. And follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. And everywhere in the world, you can find us at Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yes.
We're on YouTube.
Cannabis, yeah. Jane, all of them.
Yeah, TS is Martin Scorsese-ing the shit out of our YouTube clips.
Oh, yeah, we're
feverishly.
On YouTube.
Yeah, he puts on his beret. I don't know why. You have a director's beret.
Of course, I have
and
a beret.
You cut and you edit
some high boots.
Furiously.
Some puffy, a puffy shirt.
Yeah. And they're great. They're great.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Here. Yeah. Thank you for riding along with this show. It's been a roller coaster, but you know, it's been a good couple weeks. We got weed passed in multiple states in the last few months, and it's looking like I don't know what this means, but it's looking like the Senate and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Your boy. Is your boy. Do you like Chuck Schumer?
Chucky Schumer.
Yeah. You know, he's just like old school.
Yeah, I do. I like him. Yeah. California nice. Democrat.
Yeah.
It's New York.
No, New York Democrat.
He's a New York Democrat.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
New
don't
York
don't
Democrat.
Claim him.
He's
no,
old school.
He's so
sorry,
New York.
Sorry.
Oh my God. He's like the New Yorkiest.
He's very New York.
And that's why I like him. He's
you know,
just
he was
very
definitely
New York.
On board legalization. For sure.
He's down.
He's not going to pull his punches. He's going to give you his opinion. And he's a cannabis advocate. So who better to actually have in your corner than Senate Majority Leader Chucky Schumer?
Chucky Schumes.
I call him Chucky out of love. Mr. Schumer.
I support it. I'm sure he'd be dumb.
Totally. And, you know, he's introduced a few things. They're about to... he wants to make some moves in the federal government.
Make some moves.
And they are going to introduce a bill again, similar to, was the last
the
one?
The Moore Act? No.
The Moore Act.
Yeah.
They're going to reintroduce something similarly to the Moore Act that would you know, decriminalize cannabis federally.
Wow. And
even if Joe Biden, President Joe Biden,
the president
is still sitting on the fence about cannabis.
Well, Joe Biden, yeah, we've always had issues with how he deals with cannabis, amongst other things, but that is one of them. And you know, it's kind of like pick up the pace time with cannabis. I think
yeah.
you got to get that shit in before some crazy shit happens, you know, like it's kind of, you know what I mean? Like, let's just wrap this up and make cannabis a thing that is accessible to everyone, including science. Joe Biden wants to know more about science. We cannot study cannabis if it is illegal.
We cannot.
My good friends.
Exactly. We need major changes in the federal laws with it. They prohibit everything.
Everything.
Sales, production, use.
And it's, you know,
medical,
it's going to even take
science.
It's going to even take some time to get to, like, I don't know, a destigmatized place anyway, because it's still like stupid. It's still treated stupidly, but
it is. And Jen Psaki comes out and says, she's told reporters that Biden's position has not changed on full legalization since his campaign. She, you know, during the campaign, didn't he promise us something?
Yeah, well,
some campaign promises were made.
He promised something, and then like it kind of, he kind of like didn't mention it. And then Kamala came out when he got elected and was like, no, we're still talking about it. And then it kind of like brushed under the rug, and it was kind of treated weird. And, you know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. I think that's the last show we did where we gave the F to the government or whatever. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, that's
F
what, like,
minus.
I know. I was like very mad when I wrote that title. But it's true. Like, what, you know, what's going on here? This is silly now. And I feel like Chuck Schumer is trying to look at this in a more well-rounded way. Like, he's talking to people. He's not just going, or maybe he is and he's just saying this, but he's not just going like, here's just like the way we can tax it. Like, he's like looking at like how to make this a non-issue, you know what I mean? Like, just
make the issue go away, make it
productive,
make it reasonable
for society. Yeah.
Productive.
Like,
yeah.
Like they talk about the Safe Banking Act and shit. Like,
That's huge right there.
That's
like huge for business. Like, what business in the whole fucking world can put their money in the bank? Even like, if you're mining for gold in Alaska, you can still put your money in the bank. Well, you have gold, so you might as well just keep the gold. But you could still use a bank. Everybody needs access to banking if you want to run a business legitimately, which cannabis is a legitimate business. And we need access to banking, and we need federal legalization.
It's ridiculous. It's really a crazy thing when you think about it, and when you think that, you know, states like New York and California, the two, you know, two very, you know, important
the
states
largest
for the United
economies.
States. Yeah, like they're like there's Absolutely. A lot of people that live in those states, and they're, you know, they're all going to be consuming a lot. You know, it's. It needs if the argument that Joe Biden is trying to make is that there needs more information, he needs more information on it, then please allow that to happen. Because yes, I agree. There's some people who don't like to smoke certain types of weed. There's sometimes where studying certain types of CBDs and I don't know, the 8 bajillion cannabinoids that are in cannabis, like there's so much to discover that we just aren't, you know, able to do because we don't, you know, it's illegal. So everything's done
illegal.
Small scale, and it's federally illegal. So
most studies of most medical studies, I'm going to say almost all of medical studies are tied to federal grants in mm-hmm. some way, whether it's a university, Cal State, any Boston,
you need resources, man.
You know, any of them, you need resources, and they're generally tied to federal grants. And you will not get a federal grant to study cannabis. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem.
Because how are you gonna get more information?
Because you need how are you gonna get more information without money?
So you know, Chuck Schumer's like, he likes to be all cute, and they, you know, this Politico interview is pretty good. It's really good. And he they ask if they want to remove it from the Controlled Substance Act, and he's like, oh, you wait,
he doesn't want to reveal the plans just yet. He's got an ace and an ace under his sleeve.
Yeah, he's like, you'll see. So I mean, that could be good. That could mean maybe you just take it off the Controlled Substances Act and you call it a day. Now, listen, is this gonna make room for more taxes and more loopholes? Maybe. I don't No, and I hope it's not so hard. But I hope equity wins, and I hope there's billions of cannabis jobs for all. I really do, because it is a really good industry to be in, and I recommend it highly. Even people who can't smoke weed stay in the cannabis industry, because it is a community. Even when it gets chatty, chaddy, chad-y, it's still, even when it's corporate setting, it's still the cannabis industry, and it's really a great community to be in. So please remove it from the fucking Controlled Substances Act, please and thank you.
Yeah, come on now, come on. You know, everybody thought that we looked at Colorado, you look at California, you look at Oregon. It's not for madness out here. We're still in control.
Yeah, we're all functioning in society. I mean, you know,
we're all functioning in society. Happens. Yeah,
stuff happens. It's coming along. He said it's coming soon. The bill's coming soon. This is exciting. We're excited.
I need a sip of tea. I'm getting a little parched over here. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, you froze on me.
Yeah, you froze on me too.
Oh shoot. Okay, where were we?
We're back, I think. Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. So yeah, no, this is happening. It's gonna be good. It's good news. We're on the right track. I don't know. What does that look like if he's just like, it's done. It's off the Controlled Substances Act. Is it just like cannabis business are going to start opening? State's going to have to build out a whole, like...
Well, it will leave it... Once they take it off of the federal Controlled Substance Act, it will the states will have more free reign to do what they want to do. And then it's up to every state to... Mm-hmm. You know, some states may legalize, some are still going to not legalize, and mm-hmm. it's really up to them. And then it's mm-hmm. potentially opens up to interstate commerce, which, you know, you might not be able to travel through a certain state. You may have to go around a certain state if you're interstate commercing your cannabis products, but
interesting.
No, you could have your California blend could make it to New York legally. You could get your Colorado, your favorite Colorado flowers in
beer,
Florida.
Where you go get IPA from wherever. I don't know.
Exactly. It could be. I mean, crafty. The very crafty market.
That'd be cool.
You can get your Sonoma flower in anywhere in the world or the United States. Very, 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 very crafty, like wine, beer, like the beer craze.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. This is very exciting. This is so exciting. I think it's a really great time to be alive and to have this happen, because I think there's a lot of things that people are still just really not aware of with weed, and this will help, you know. So this will help. I just am really all about like finding out more stuff, you know, about weed, more than, you know.
Yeah, and the average we'll open up the studies.
That's what I'm really excited about, honestly, about when it's decriminalized. Like if there's some... I mean, I'm also excited for people not getting in trouble for weed anymore, but like I'm really excited to learn more about it. I'm still learning. We're all learning, and it's awesome.
An actual well-funded scientific study, cool. And you have access to the best strains and concentrates and oils.
And science is happening.
And the best scientists in the United States all at once, like... That's the utopia. We could explore mm-hmm. the plant to its endless possibilities.
Yeah, it's not just like and listen, like there's so many aspects to it. There's learning how to grow it. There's learning what it's like to smoke it. There's cooking with it. There's like there's so much to learn, and how it affects you in every single way differently. Capsules affect you differently than another edible. You know what I mean? Like these are just like easy examples that I'm choosing, but these are things that people don't know. And like that, like, again, I never get sick of the wonder that comes with weed. I can't wait until it's normal, I guess, is what I mean. You know?
The stigma's gone. I'm like excited completely for that. Gone. It's happening. And slowly.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And to learn
every more. There's more and more states on board and becoming and you know with federal rescheduling, decriminalizing, like the states that are sitting on the fence right now, well, they'll legalize immediately. You know, like New Mexico is on the fence; they're about to happen. Rhode Island, mm-hmm. Other states, it's just going to keep happening. And the federal government will recognize eventually. Eventually, they'll come around.
I am very excited. Yay, federal government, I guess. I don't want to do this yet, but I'm trepidatious, I guess. Slow clap. Slow. Yeah. All right, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to play a song, and we will be right back with our final Huff and Puff. First post-COVID final. We'll be right back.
The nerds will be right back. It's never too late to join the sesh.
Pass that here.
Yeah.
Final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
It's the Cool Nerd Week Show, the Final Huff and Puff. We're back. We just played Black Train Jack. I wanted you
Black
to
Train Jack.
Shout out your homie a little bit. Smoke one up for your homie. Can't do it. I'm in an undisclosed location.
Bobbeat, we love you. We miss you. You have the voice of an angel.
What a voice on that one, huh?
And Rob Vitale, we love you, brother.
Yeah.
It's the final Huff and Puff.
It's the final Huff and Puff.
With TS and Sasha.
With TS and Sasha. We promised we wouldn't get emotional today, is what we did. So we are going to go on with the show. We've had a very emotional couple weeks. And we're just, you know, going to honor our homies and those that we love and do what we love. And that is talk about weed and shit. What are we even talking about with the final Huff and Puff?
Oh, you know, it's something that...
Oh, it's something so stupid. Oh, my God. Okay, this is a good one.
It's so stupid.
This is a good one.
Very, very, very annoying.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid. Okay. You say it. You're doing so good this show.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
And all
thank
shows. You. I just trolled. Sorry.
So, recently, a teacher in Florida was fired over her prescribed medical cannabis use. Florida has medical cannabis, and it's very hard to get. You actually have to be prescribed by a doctor.
Right,
You have to register with the state, and
they mail it to you.
They can mail it to you. They can deliver it. You can go to some dispensaries. You can actually get it in the mail, I believe. And she was prescribed. She was prescribed cannabis for her pain. And one of the local potential government officials actually is a cannabis advocate, Nikki Fried. Fried. If it was my last name, it'd be Fried, but she's probably Fried. So she has taken up the fight over medical cannabis use for this teacher. Where is she? Allison Enright. She was prescribed cannabis for her pain, and this is I needed to dig into this story because it was popped up like this popped up on the Blacklist XYZ, and it really kind of pissed me off, so I needed to know more about her story. So this teacher in Florida, she's been prescribed cannabis for her pain, and she says she takes a couple of THC pills every day to combat that versus taking opioids or whatever it is. So something happened. A student pushed her, and she had to have a medical examination.
Okay.
And she disclosed to this state doctor. It was kind of maybe a workman's comp thing. I don't know. Well, something happened that she needed to seek medical attention at her job.
Okay.
So she disclosed to these to her doctor, the doctor that was examining her for her. For the teachers as a teacher, and she disclosed that she used cannabis as medicine. And then the state doctor said, well, you're a teacher and it violates the state's drug-free work policy. So she was fired. She was terminated immediately. And that it's wrong. It's really foul because you have a medical cannabis program in place that's very strict to get in.
Right.
You were prescribed cannabis by an actual doctor.
So that means you're being discriminated against just solely based on your cannabis use. She wasn't inhibited by it at any point. So,
no.
She was under control because she was taking it for pain. Which is what she would have done with an opioid
with
at
an
night,
opioid.
Probably. You know, you can't,
exactly.
You can do what you're capable of doing. And that's a shame. I hope this gets more traction and goes somewhere, because that's really messed up. Because you have to be honest with your doctor. You shouldn't be afraid to tell your doctor that you consume cannabis for medical reasons, especially if you get prescribed it by a doctor through a strict medical program. And listen, if you're going, cannabis is going to be adult use. If you're going to a dispensary, I advise you to tell your doctor that when I go to the doctor and they ask, do you smoke? I say weed. What if I have to go under anesthesia? That weed affects anesthesia. There's shit that you that we need to disclose. So, you know, I think that's bullshit that people are going to be afraid to disclose whether they or not they use weed because they think they're going to get fired.
Absolutely. She was being honest with a with the doctor that she is legally prescribed cannabis.
That's for stupid. Pain.
She said she doesn't smoke. She doesn't vape. She takes
She's
two capsules.
I know.
She
I
takes
mean,
two THC capsules for pain. She could be taking like 8 Vicodin for pain and not be in this predicament of being fired. It's fucking ridiculous.
Dumb as hell. That's so dumb.
But she has some high level elected officials in her corner that are advocating for her. And you know, that's very important because you know, I believe Florida is like they need their cannabis probably as much as anybody
Florida
else.
Florida likes their cannabis. I feel like they do. I feel like it's, you know, for what, for better or for worse, Florida at least has that going for them. They like, they're like weed, you know, and they feel it should be accessible, I think. So, you know, if you jump through all the hoops of getting your medical card down there, you know, you should not be afraid, or you should not be penalized for using it for medicine. It doesn't make sense.
I'm sure she was doing her job just fine.
It was not an issue. We're going to keep an eye on this story because it's stupid. And I want to know, I mean, it's not, I mean, what she's going through is shitty, but I mean, it's a stupid thing that shouldn't even be a fucking problem. But, you know, I'm curious to see what happens. She wants her job back, I read.
She does. She's trying to get her job back. And, you know, she's like, she's devastated because, she's very passionate about teaching and like, wants to get back in the classroom. And it's fucked.
It's dumb. Stop.
It's terrible.
We're angry. We're not angry. We had a good show. It was a good day. We talked about good things, but this is stupid. Well, we didn't have a good show. I mean, no, we did have a good show, but the beginning was a little rocky for sure. But the rest of it was about good stuff, and we remained positive, like we promised we would. We promised the world.
PMA all day.
We are doing our best, and cannabis is winning, and we are winning. Follow us on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show, and everywhere else in the world. Cheers to our angels, and
don't panic.
It's organic.
I love you, Linus. Mwah.